You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Tuesday, the 19th of June. Welcome to the Morning Walk on Dalal Street. This is Money Control. Certainly the big headline of the day is the appointment of Sandeep Bakshi as COO of ICICI Bank and Chanda Kochhar going on leave. But more about that later. For now, let's get started with our top three trading ideas from our experts over at HDFC Securities.
A Morning Walk down Dalal Street. A Money Control exclusive.
UBL is a buy, LTP is 1,284, target 1,370, stop loss at 1,230 and return potential here is 8%. Jyoti Lab is a buy, last traded price 464 rupees, target 502 rupees, stop loss at 445 rupees, return potential here is 8%. And Tata Elxsi Limited is a buy, LTP is 1,296, target 1,390, stop loss 1,240 and return potential here is 7%. So those were our trading ideas from our experts over at HDFC Securities. And if you'd like more details on these, do check out another podcast that comes up in just a bit called Stock Picks of the Day. On the Morning Walk on Dalal Street, a recap of what happened in the markets yesterday. Well, a one-line recap. Turns out that Nifty failed to hold on to the 10,800 level. We saw a little bit of weakness over there despite some last-minute buying. After that 0.5% rally that we saw over the course of last week, this was a poor showing, a poor opening for Dalal Street. The question that most people would be asking, is this weakness likely to push Nifty towards the 10,700 level? Well, there is quite a difference between the price action that we saw last week and also this week. And last week what we saw is whenever Nifty dipped towards its key support level, it kind of managed to bounce back. But this week we saw Nifty slipping in the second half of the trading session and failing to close above 10,800 despite some late buying. There is a possibility that trade war jitters might push the index towards the key support levels. But the ray of hope is that crude oil is trading below the $75 per barrel mark, and that should offer some respite. And technically, once the index breaks the low of 10,775, it can drift towards the 10,700 mark and then go lower towards the 10,552 as well in the near term. Overall, the short-term chart structure is bearish, provided the index doesn't close above 10,930. Next on the Morning Walk on Dalal Street, a look at the international markets. Well, the US markets, again affected by trade war jitters, closed lower yesterday. The Dow was down 0.4% at close, the S&P 500 down 0.2%, and the Nasdaq Composite closed just about flat, up 0.01%. On to Asian markets. Now, yesterday was a holiday for the markets in Hong Kong, China and Taiwan. And so we've seen a steeper slide for these markets specifically. The Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong is down 1.9%. The Taiwan Index is down 1.2%. And the Shanghai Composite is down 1.7%. As we speak, the Nikkei 225 is down 0.8%. So a rocky start for the Asian markets. And trends on SGX Nifty indicate a negative opening for the broader index in India, with Nifty futures trading at the 10,738 level. That's 0.5% lower this morning. So those are the international cues. Now, FPIs sold 754 crore worth of shares from the equity markets, and DIIs bought 824 crore worth of shares from the markets yesterday. And from there on the Morning Walk on Dalal Street, we move on to help you track some of the big headlines of the day. Did mention this early on this podcast, but yes, the board of directors of ICICI Bank has appointed Sandeep Bakshi as its whole-time director and chief operating officer designate, and his appointment will be for a period of 5 years subject to regulatory approvals, and his tenure will start today, the 19th of June, according to the bank in a disclosure to the exchanges. Now, Bakshi has been the MD and CEO of ICICI Prudential Life Insurance Company, and the board has also recommended to the board of ICICI Prudential Life that it appoint N.S. Kannan as its MD and CEO. Chanda Kochhar, in the meanwhile, who's the subject of an inquiry into the alleged Videocon loan deal, will be on leave until the inquiry is completed. Petrol and oil likely to be bigger headlines as the days roll on, but Arun Jaitley has hinted that there may be no cuts in excise duty on petrol and diesel, which could signal the return of those dark days of high oil prices for the common man. Now, Arun Jaitley said that in the last 4 years, the central government's tax to GDP ratio has improved from 10% to 11.5%, and that the government has established a very strong reputation for fiscal prudence and macroeconomically responsible behavior. And fiscal indiscipline, he said, can lead to borrowing more and obviously increase the cost of debt. As per government estimates, every rupee cut in excise duty on petrol and diesel will result in a revenue loss of about 13,000 crore rupees. And the price of the Indian basket of crude, which incidentally is the weighted average of Dubai, Oman and Brent crude oil prices, surged from $66 a barrel in April to around $74 that it is at currently. It was near the $80 per barrel mark last month. So those are some of the headlines to track. Next on the Morning Walk on Dalal Street, a look at the technical charts. What should investors do? Should they book profits or add long positions? Well, Nifty formed a bearish belt hold kind of pattern yesterday, which meant that the opening was kind of similar to the intraday high that Nifty saw. The expert advice for investors is to tread with caution, and if Nifty fails to reclaim 10,800 in today's trading session, then there is a higher possibility that it will slip towards its next crucial support, which is placed at 10,755. But a breach of 10,755, which also happened to be the intraday low formed last Friday, that's the 15th of June, could bring the bears back on Dalal Street, and that is the expert view. Now, on the upside, a close above 10,893, which was the intraday high of the 13th of June, could restore the bullish momentum to the markets. Now, the three levels to watch out for, according to our experts, 10,709, 10,893 and 10,930. Maximum call open interest, 11,000 followed by 10,900 strikes. Maximum put open interest, 10,700 followed by 10,600 strikes. Now, stocks with a higher delivery percentage, Tata Communications, HDFC and Wipro were among those. 39 stocks saw long build-up. Bata India, JP Associates and Adani Enterprises were among those. 101 stocks saw short build-up. Infibeam, Sun TV, Cummins India and Bajaj Finance were among those. Moving on to look at some of the stocks that you would do well to keep on your radar, according to our experts. Now, Temasek, which is a Singapore government-owned investment firm, has picked up a 5% stake in the AU Small Finance Bank for about 1,000 crore rupees. ICICI Bank, yes, on the back of that outcome that I spoke of some time back, the appointment of Sandeep Bakshi as whole-time director and COO, and Chanda Kochar going on leave until the inquiry is completed, and hence ICICI Bank is certainly worth keeping on your radar. Tata Consultancy Services has set up a new delivery center in Paris. It was in the news in recent times after touching a fresh record high of 1,870 rupees and a market cap of 7 lakh crores. So that's TCS for you. So those are the three stocks to keep on your radar. And with that, it's a wrap on the Morning Walk on Dalal Street. Have a wonderful day.
A Morning Walk down Dalal Street. A Money Control exclusive.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.